Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 to 11. So, finding Jesus, that's what I want to look at this morning for the next 10 or so minutes. And I'm going to look at three things here, three main points from the story. The first thing we see here is that we have a group of individuals who have set out to find God. I mean, you guys, imagine that these guys were, the Bible tells us, from the east. There were no trains in those days. There were no planes. There were no mobile phones. So travel was mostly on camel back. It was rough. There were no hotels along the way. If you are going across the desert or a mountainous area and you were caught by a storm or rain, and I'm not talking about like the British rain here. I'm talking about torrential rains. You were out in the element. So these guys were quite determined to find God. That's the first thing I see here. Now, how does this relate to us in the 20th century? The first thing is this. For a lot of people, when that desire comes upon them, I believe, to search for God, the journey begins. The journey begins for them. But the interesting thing is that for these wise men, I'll say they went through what I'll call three stages or three phases. I'll explain what I mean by that in a minute. So for the first phase, they just realized that, look, we have to look for God. And they began their search, not really knowing where they were going. They had an idea that it was somewhere, and they began that journey. Now, people start that journey of looking for God, but sometimes they don't get past that first stage. They get trapped there. What do I mean by that? Someone wakes up and he says, you know what? Something in my heart is saying God exists and I want to find God. And they begin the journey that way. But as they begin that journey and they're looking far and wide, they find a false religion. Someone comes up to them and says, you know what? You're looking for God. Fantastic. Join me. We're going to be meditating tonight. We believe that in this new age movement, everybody is a God. You're a God. Just look for the God within yourself. So on and so forth. And they're trapped at that first phase. Some other people, it might be, they get caught by other religions that are totally false. Now, someone might say, oh, all religions lead to God, don't they? If someone finds Islam or they find something else, isn't it the same God? No, it is not the same God. Why do I know that? It says in 1 John chapter 4, verse 3. 1 John chapter 4, verse 3. It says there, 1 John chapter 4, verse 3, okay, but every spirit that does not acknowledge Jesus is from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard is coming and even now is already in the world. The King James Version says, anyone that does not believe that Christ has come in the flesh, that's religion or thing is Antichrist. Now, let's look at John chapter 14, verse 6 as well. John chapter 14, verse 6. We're saying that some people start this journey and they totally are trapped. They don't find God at all, but they're looking for God. John chapter 14, verse 6, it says, Jesus said to him, I am the way. Let's note the English here. He didn't say a way. He says the truth and the life. It says, no man comes to the Father but by me. So if a religion is telling you that, no, we believe that Jesus, we like Jesus, he was a good man, but he's a prophet, then you know totally that that's a false religion. If a religion is telling that, you know what, we admire Jesus, he's a, we can live by his example, and by the way, it is not through him that religion is false. Not by my words. Because the Bible says that nobody can come to God. No man. Except by Christ. So any religion or anything that does not have Christ as the center, as God, Savior, the only way, not a way, that person will be like the wise men who never got beyond the journey of the desert. All right. So stage one. So someone goes across that and they identify that, okay, Christianity is the right religion. And I say that boldly. It is the only one. And I accept that. Now, what's the next thing to do? I'm really excited. Now, they get stuck in the second stage sometimes. The Bible tells us that these wise men passed the first stage and they got to Jerusalem. And they said, hang on, we're looking for a king here. This king should be in the palace. Do you understand? And they went to the palace to look for the king, to look for Christ. But Jesus wasn't in the palace. The thing we also note here is this. The thing we note is that the Bible tells us that the king was troubled. It says, hang on, you guys can't be looking for a king. As far as I know, I'm the only king here. What's happening here? He now called the scribes and the Pharisees. These were the guys that knew the Bible in those days inside out. They could quote it by heart from Genesis to Deuteronomy. Word by word, word by word. They knew it all. But these guys had no clue at all about where Jesus was. And Herod was asking them, tell me where Christ is. And they said, we can show you somewhere in the Bible that talks about Christ, but that's all we know. So these guys were stuck in the second phase, which is they knew about God, but they hadn't really found Christ. Now, the Bible tells us in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 5. So this is the second stage where someone says, okay, I want to go after God. I want to be a Christian, so to speak. And they get stuck here, like these scribes and Pharisees. Let's look at this. It says, having a form of godliness, but denying the power. Having a form of godliness is when it's Christmas time, a person buys all the gifts, hangs on all the paraphernalia of Christmas, rejoices, sings all the Christmas carols, not like here anyway, and does all the things, hands out Christmas cards to their neighbors, and they're like, whoa, I love Christmas, like, you know, and they do all these things. And they say, okay, what's happening? How do we do this Christian thing? Okay, what do I have to do? And they maybe come to church meetings and all that. And they read the Bible, but ask them, who is Jesus? They say, Jesus, what are you talking about? I come to church every day. I pray every day. Isn't that Jesus? No. Because the Bible tells us that these scribes and Pharisees here, they knew the Bible. But Jesus, they didn't know who he was at all. So the second thing I'm saying is this, in this Christmas season, that as we find Christ, or as someone is looking for Christ, they start from looking for God. If they jump over the fence and they're really fortunate and they find Christianity, there's the second roadblock where they find a form of religion, but they don't find Christ and they get stuck there. No idea of who Christ is. They know when he was born. They know all the facts and the figures. But these guys we see here, these wise men, I don't know how they felt. They probably felt frustrated. They said, look, there has to be something more. There has to be something more than just going to a place, a building called church every Sunday, reading the Bible, but having no relationship at all. They said, no, we're not going to stop at the palace. We are going to continue. So they didn't stop there, thank God. They didn't stop there. They now said, you know what? We know something is missing here. We're not quite sure what it is, but we're not going to settle for religion. We're not going to settle for just, you know, going through the motions, saying all the nice things, being nice to your neighbor, do this. No. We're not going to stop with that. They said, we've come too far. Do you understand? And the journey continued. And they now made it to the what I'll call the final phase. The funny thing is that where did they find Christ? They didn't find Christ in any fancy place. They didn't find Christ in the palace. They didn't find Christ at a fancy big meeting. Although, you can find Christ that way. They found Christ in a very simple form. In a house with his mom. Can you imagine? No bodyguards, no protocols, no forms to fill. So they must have been saying, hang on, This is too easy for us. Are you saying this is the Christ that the Bible is talking about? And I can just meet him like that? I don't have to do anything. I don't have to fill any forms. I don't have to do anything special. I don't have to pay a particular price. This is too easy. But you know what? They found Christ in a very simple manner, in a very simple way. And how did they find Christ? The Bible says when they found him, they just worshiped him. Now, what does that mean to us? Now, what this means to us is this. We don't find Christ just doing anything extraordinary. You don't have to. We find Christ as we come before him in our hearts and say, you know what, Christ, I recognize that you are God. I recognize that you're the only way to salvation. I recognize that it's not just good enough for me to go to all the church meetings, because that's not it, although you should. There's something more, and I want to really give my heart to you. I want to worship you. I bow down to you as my Lord and Savior. I bow down to you as the only person that can save me. Very simple way. And how do we do that? The Bible says, we don't have to turn there, that Matthew chapter 16, verse 16, Peter said to Christ, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Matthew chapter 1, verse 21 tells us, when the angel came to Mary, the angel said, look, you shall have a son and you call him Jesus, because he will save the people from their sins. So acknowledging that, look, Jesus is the only way, the only person that can redeem you as an individual. Coming to that realization, not anything fancy or extraordinary. And the last thing is Romans chapter 10, verse 9 to 10. Romans chapter 10, verse 9 to 10. It says, if you shall believe in your heart that Christ died and rose again, and acknowledge with your lips, you shall be saved. So today I'm just going to end here. And what I'm just saying is this, that finding Christ is one of the most wonderful things. The Bible says when these guys found Christ, they rejoiced. When a person truly finds Christ, nothing will be more valuable. The Bible says they gave Christ all their gifts. It was like, you know what? This pales compared to finding Christ. Do you understand? So this morning, I just want us to pray. And I want us to pray for ourselves. I want us to pray for the people around us, the people that we know, and say, God, let them find Christ, not religion. Let them not be lost. Do you understand? And if we're here, we're not quite sure if we've really found Christ or not. Very simple. We open our hearts and say, God, I believe that Christ came for me. And I receive him in Jesus' name. Let us just pray this morning.